Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks for waking up. Now we're going to start with this in case you missed yesterday's show. I know a lot of people were out because of the holiday. And if you missed Craig Campbell stopping by, he had this tiny guitar. He played Outskirts of Heaven live on the show.
Yeah, the good Lord knows me. He knows I need blue skies and green grass forever. So Lord, when I die, I want to live on the outskirts of heaven.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, got you here on a Tuesday. ICU Lyndall Marbot, an 85-year-old Texas man, is being called a hero after he helped save two women from a burning car. 85, right? He's 85 years old.
Wow.
A 22-year-old woman was driving around, hit a curb, flipped right at his driveway. She's beating on the windshield. He sees, he runs out, pulls her out of the vehicle, and the car went into flames. Probably, they say like 30 seconds afterward. But again, that's heroic one, but the dude's 85 and had the strength to pull her out.
It's impressive.
I'm sure there was a lot of adrenaline involved too, but it also happened in his driveway, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. So, Lyndall Marbot, I see you, buddy. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. So does she. So does her family.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. Multiple people were shot during an MLK Day celebration in Miami. Eight people were injured. Right now, they have two people in custody, and they're questioning them. Authorities are still investigating. Overseas, that suspect in the New Year's Eve attack at the Istanbul nightclub has been captured alive. They're confident that after a two-week manhunt, they finally have their guy. And finally, the last astronaut to walk on the moon, Gene Cernan, passed away at the age of 82. He's the guy that left the last boot prints on the moon.
Went to the gym yesterday, and it's just nothing about working out anymore. It's about not touching your face after touching weights or anything in the gym.
Oh, I guess it's...
It's all germ-infested, and more so than normal, like colds and flu and... That's going around really crazy right now.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, wash your hands constantly, because if you don't, you're going to get something. Everybody I know, Morgan brought it into our circle, and then it's been passed around through even B-sides of our circle. It's been through us, been through outside of our circle.
So just wash your hands.
Don't touch your face. I'm so bad at that.
It's your face, your eyes, your ears, any hole
ears?
In your...
Any?
Of course, yeah. Your ears have a hole in it.
I know.
Don't touch any holes.
But I
basically
didn't...
touch no holes in your body.
No orifices.
So went to the gym yesterday and then just kind of caught up last night. I watched some more of The Office season 3.
Oh yeah, how's Lindsay liking it?
Loves it. Yeah, we're going to finish all 8 seasons. It's going to take us a while because it's like 200 episodes or something. But did that. I didn't do a whole lot yesterday. I practiced a little bit playing music.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, what'd you do?
Well, my dog got a bath, which I was super excited about because she was horrible. And then she was outside and it started raining.
Oh, so it's like when you wash your car.
And yes. And she was outside and I had no idea it was raining. And then she came in stinking like wet dog again. I'm like, oh, man.
You know why?
She's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They get you every time. I know. This is the Bobby Bones Show. All right, bringing you the good news right now. Tell me something good. Got you good stuff for a Tuesday. Sergeant Derek Kepley was riding along the highway. He came across a one-car crash on the side of the road. It was a transplant team. So you got two people, a liver, a pair of kidneys from one hospital being transported to the other. Picked them both up, threw them in his car, threw all the livers, kidneys, everything, rushed them to the hospital. They had minor injuries. They were fine. Got everything there just in time.
Wow.
Because it's got a time limit. It's got to get from point A to point B. Successful surgery, and the patient's life was saved.
Boom.
Like, it all worked because the cops saw it and went into action. So that was awesome. Amy, you're up.
Well, there's a 4-year-old girl in Georgia who has read over 1,000 books, and her family was going to visit the Library of Congress. And since she was there and she's read so many books, she got to be like an honorary librarian there for the day and shadow the 14th Librarian of Congress and hang out there.
You know, that's something that I would still find cool. Everybody's like, ah, nerd. I'd be like, no, that sounds awesome. Lunchbox, you're up.
There's a guy in Oregon. He was snowed in, so he thought, oh, I'll clean up my house. He starts cleaning the office, you know, and he looks, and there's an envelope. He's like, what's this? Oh, it's a lottery ticket. Let me get online and check the numbers. He won $1 million and expired in 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
Whoa.
I don't think I would have even checked it. I'd have been like, ah, garbage. I probably bought it and it lost.
Yeah.
Yep.
He went and claimed his $1 million that day, though.
Crazy. All right, there you go. Good news. Hopefully you have some good news in your life today like that. All right, it's Tuesday. Thanks for hanging. The Bobby Bones Show. If you guys want to check out something on YouTube today, more than 6 million people have checked out a video of this YouTuber counting up to 100,000. That's all he's doing. It's 24 hours long because he was bored and...
So he just decided to count.
Yeah. And 6 million people have watched.
Oh,
I mean, here
goodness.
We are putting up videos of multi-angle shots of great artists singing wonderful songs.
And this goes
this
viral.
This guy just counts.
He's like, 1, 2.
Let's just do it on the radio show. And see people.
Oh, my goodness.
See how people
let's see if we can beat his record.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
A Russian billionaire paid Mariah Carey 7 figures to perform at a wedding in London over the weekend. You know, even after her New Year's Eve debacle. Elton John and Mark Ronson also performed.
Yeah. I heard between her and Elton, they made about $4.5 million.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
To a billionaire, that's probably like $20.
I wonder if she really sang or she just
oh,
did
she
the
had
tracking.
She sang. I'm sure she sang like 2 songs and that's it, too.
I've been watching Mariah's World or whatever, her reality show. She's getting more normal throughout the show. So Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban, they're going to perform at the Grammys. There's a new commercial out. You've maybe seen it on TV. Other performers, you got The Weeknd, Metallica, and John Legend. It's February 12th on CBS, hosted by James Corden. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
I have a story coming up in a few minutes. This guy's supposed to be dead, and people see him at his own grave. Have you seen this?
No, you're talking about it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. We'll talk about it coming up in a little bit. Over to Lunchbox now for the Bonehead.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Virginia. A woman had 25 minutes to spare, so she thought, I'll take a nap in my car. Pulls into the Wendy's parking lot, puts her head back, starts to fall asleep. Oh, she forgot to put it in park. Hits the gas pedal, over the parking thing, boom, right into the Wendy's.
Oh, no. She get hurt?
No, no one hurt. She walked away fine, but her car was stuck in the wall.
Oh, my
oh no.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
I'm all for naps in cars. I've done that many times.
Mm-hmm.
One, you have to put it in park. Two, you have to put the emergency brake on. And three, it's like you debate whether to take the keys out because you want to listen to the radio and have the air, but it's still risky.
Yeah.
On a nice weather day, you probably, oh, that's a tough one. But that's all your fault if it goes into the Wendy's. It's all fun until you drive into the actual store.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
There's a picture of a guy. And it was on January 8th at Elvis Presley's grave. And a lot of people think it's Elvis himself. Big white beard, big mustache. And so they say on his birthday, he went to his own grave during the celebration. And there were even security guards around him. They've started a new Facebook page called Evidence Elvis is Still Alive.
Yeah.
Like ball cap, glasses, the whole thing.
It's like Santa meets Elvis.
He looks like Captain Crunch. Like
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, when I looked at him, I thought that's what he looked like more than Elvis.
But he doesn't look, my thing is, he doesn't really look 82, but, you know, good genes or good docs.
Or just hiding out in a dark room for a long time, hiding from America.
True.
Best Elvis song ever, Amy.
Oh, won't you be my teddy bear?
That's a good one. That'd have been one of my favorites too. Eddie, best Elvis song ever?
Oh, Fat Elvis when he sang Suspicious Mind.
Best Elvis Lunchbox?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I gotta tell you, I was torn because I love Teddy Bear. I love Elvis, though. And I dated a girl once that hated Elvis, and I was like, this is not gonna last. I knew just from that this couldn't
How long did you end up dating her?
A bunch of years. But yeah, I knew it couldn't last forever because she was like, I don't like Elvis. Hmm. Like, how do you not like Elvis? So I love Return to Cinder. Return to Cinder. I mean, he sent a letter to the postman. He sent it special deep.
Yeah.
Yeah? I think name of college. No such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. Come on.
And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
That's so good. And the only other one I battled with was... It's just so moving. In the ghetto, man. As the snow flies. That guy died on his toilet. On
a cold. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly died on his toilet because he just got into such an unhealthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Got really fat, ate really bad. Apparently was doing a lot of bad drugs and lifestyle.
So it's basically that his heart failed on when he was in that.
And he was using the bathroom.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Currently, there's a scam going around in email, and they just expect and suspect that a lot of people have Netflix, but it's not from Netflix. They ask subscribers to update their info, and then they say, okay, click, need your credit card, social, by the way. Oh. Has Netflix ever asked for a social?
No.
Yeah, but people get into this and are like, okay. So unless you're setting up an account or switching over a payment, Netflix will never ask for your credit card number. They especially will never ask for a social, and they'll never ask for it under email.
Okay. Well, good to know, because I feel like I love Netflix so much. I'd be like, okay, fine. You can have my social. Whatever you need, Netflix.
You just don't give your social to anybody.
I know.
Amy was watching the Dirks video Black many times.
Yeah, well, it came out the other day.
It did, that's right.
So, yeah, my world go it's good. Hit me like a heart. And his wife is in it, and it's just beautiful
scenery. You gotta say that?
Well, she is, and she looks amazing, and they're in Iceland. Isn't that where you went? You know where he was?
Mm-hmm. He texted me when he was there, and he was like, hey, is it daytime all time? I was like, dude, nonstop.
It made me love the song that much more. And I don't even really watch music videos that much anymore.
The only times they're watched are online.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay put out a new music video, too. Lock your dreams. You probably didn't watch that one, though.
I will, though.
Because you don't care. You just love dirt.
Amazing you missed that one.
If you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, set the alarm on your coffee maker. The smell of coffee can lure you out of bed. So if you buy the coffee and it turns on, that smell will wake you up.
Interesting.
Coffee boosts alertness. boosts alertness, protects against Parkinson's disease, and wards off memory loss. I was looking at it, and they said the same thing about wine. If you just drink wine and coffee all day, apparently you'll live forever. Two things I don't drink. But you wake up, have some coffee, lunch and dinner, drink some wine, you're going to live to be 100.
Okay. I think you're going to need to sprinkle some other stuff in between.
I don't think so. Not according to every study that I read on this show. It's like, drink lots of coffee and drink lots of wine. You're going to be awake and very happy.
Downer and an upper. Okay.
Which one's the downer?
Wine is typically a downer, and the coffee brings you back up.
How do you wake up in the morning? What's your alarm?
Honestly, right now, it's Starbucks. Be filling up my cup.
Oh, the Raging Idiots
song? Yeah, I'm not joking. And my husband's like, can you please stop that? Yeah.
Is it because it's so annoying, you just have to turn... You're like, oh, I've got to turn it off.
No, I don't know why one day I put it on there.
You don't have to get your phone out. Like, I just wanted to show you. I believe you.
Because it's for real. Yeah. And my husband really is annoyed by it.
Well, him and I will have to have a little talk then.
I know. I'm sorry. But he's had enough of waking up to you
This is the Raging Idiots. Let's see here.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Oh. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots featuring Kelsey Ballerini. Starbucks.
Is it the country version or the rap version?
It's the rap.
Oh, well. How do we not have this on our system? But yeah, we do have a country version of that too with Kelsey. It's amazing. Almost won a Grammy, except it wasn't nominated.
But if it, but if it, it was, it would have almost
won. Oh my goodness.
Good thing my husband's not a voter.
He'd have voted us down? He'd have picked Mary Morris? Or what?
We just got a Starbucks in my town.
Everybody's password's 123456. Or QWERTY, which is how the keys are. On the top level, QWERTY. Yeah, still people do that. I guess people don't care. Like, they're like, if you want to hack me, go ahead. The most popular password is still 123456. And then 78 is added.
Ah.
111111. And then don't forget about password. That's also a very popular password. These are the biggest passwords that people use.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hacked and this is your password, you should just... let everything be put out there.
Yeah.
I have a password for everything. It's different, and so it's irritating
because
I can't.
Do you have a log? Well, I guess you wouldn't answer
this. No, because then someone would hack that, and then they know all my passwords to everything.
A written log.
No.
Because I feel like I need a key, you know?
I get you. The most common password is still 123456. A study of 10 million passwords that got leaked last year found that about 20% of people are using that one specific password. So... anyone in this room using that at all?
No.
No.
Okay. If you are, don't even say. Because that would not be smart. Eddie saw The Accountant, that movie with Ben Affleck.
I did. And I liked it.
I don't even know what it's about.
So he's an accountant. And he's autistic. And he's really smart. And he's great with numbers. And he's just a genius. But he was also trained by his dad. His dad hired a trainer to teach him how to combat military style. And so he's kind of like a superhero when he grows up. And you have
so
to watch
Batman,
it.
So he's like Batman, basically?
Kind of, but not really.
He'll never work as Batman. That's never going to stick.
It takes a long time to kind of get into it. But once the movie's over, you're just like, man, that was a good movie.
Anybody else see anything this weekend?
I saw Moonlight. It's out in theaters and it won a lot of gold.
What is that?
Like that TV show with what's her face?
Moonlighting, Cybill Shepherd?
Yeah.
It's a movie. It won Golden Globes and it's about this kid growing up poor and fighting trying to stay away from the drugs and family. He's a single mom and she becomes addicted to drugs and just him trying to make it out of the rough neighborhood. Really good. Very kind of sad though.
Oh.
Why'd you go to that? Your wife? I've never heard of it.
I just saw that it won Golden Globe, so I went, and I was like, all right, wife, I planned a date night, had some dinner reservations, took her to the movies.
Oh, wow,
and
you, like, theatered it up. You didn't, like, rent it? Okay.
No, I went to the movie theater. I go to the movie theater all the time. I love the movie theater. I think it's so fun to go and sit there and watch a movie, and at the end of the movie, I look over, and the wife is just bawling her eyes out, and
what do you do when she does that? Do you, like, hold her hand, like, rub her back a little bit, or are you just like, all right, let's go?
Well, I was like, I look at her, I was like, you ready to go? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, it's okay. It's just a movie. And she goes, I know, but you just have to think that people really go through that. She's like, people really deal with that in real life, and that's their real life situation. And I just, I can't take it. It's just so emotional. She goes, like Bobby, that was his situation. Like
maybe I need to watch it. Was this based off Bare Bones? I'm not lonely if you're reading this book.
It could have been, but it was a pretty good movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Was it at like the Weirdo Theater where they only showed
No, it was at the Regal Cinema.
Really?
Yeah, big
anybody,
movie theater.
Anybody else watch anything else?
I watched Snowden, Boyfriend Killer, and a Charles Manson documentary.
Wow. Dang. Yeah. Busy weekend.
Whoa. Yeah. Boyfriend Killer I've been waiting for on Lifetime.
I don't know
for a
what that
time.
Is.
It's a Lifetime original. You'd hate it, but it's amazing.
Yeah?
All you Lifetimers know what I'm talking about, and you love it. And then Snowden, I thought it was good, but, you know, okay. I still want to know, like, some of the real stuff, like how he really got the information out of...
They would never share that.
I know they wouldn't, but I really want to know.
I know, but there are certain things that...
But if you haven't seen it yet, I won't give it away, but I like how they at least wrote into the script how he did it, but I want to know the real way. And then, what else? Oh, the Charles Manson documentary? Woo! Man, that guy's crazy. And it's just nuts to me how people actually follow them, but he's, like, Captain Manipulation.
Well, he... First of all, never killed anybody.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
He's in jail forever. He got sick and they took him out of jail last week, I think. And they put him back in
again. Now he's back in. And he was supposed to get the death penalty, but then California overturned that. And then they quit killing people. And anyway, how he got women, well, a lot of women in particular. He would find women that were vulnerable but not totally broken. That was his mission. And then.
But there are a lot of guys, not as famous, but these cult leaders, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They find and manipulate weak-minded people, mm-hmm. or people that are in a very vulnerable part of their life.
They traced it back to that he was able to kind of start doing that as early as like sixth grade. He used to get girls to beat up other boys for him.
He's a sociopath.
Well, clearly.
And a psychopath at the same time. One does not equal the other. There's some very, sociopaths aren't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, okay.
No, well, they're really not.
I get that. I get that. I'm just saying. I've seen.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yes.
I've seen stuff on him
before. Psychopath part of him, though, is what got him.
Yeah. This one was just really in depth. It was on Reels.
What are you just bored flipping through channels?
Reels is good. They're showing good. Some good stuff lately. Yeah.
I go to like four channels all day.
It's Reels with a Z, by the way.
Yeah, Reels with a Z. They also had something on Kobe Bryant that I caught.
They're doing a lot of good documentaries.
They
these
really
days.
Are.
They sound like the most boring weekend
and
ever.
Tonya Harding?
Yeah, there was a Tonya Harding show.
Yeah.
I saw where the girl that was in the Australian girl, uh-huh. she's doing a Tonya Harding movie.
Oh. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, I don't know what Australian girl is.
Naomi Watts.
The girl from the superhero movies. The young one.
Oh, Moby.
Yeah, Moby Dick.
No, Chloe. Never mind. I know who I'm talking about.
She played the
somebody, Bobby. Moby.
Mike, help me out in the room. Who's the blonde Australian actress?
Margot Robbie.
Go. See? I was close.
You said Moby.
So yeah, I combined Margot and Robbie.
In that comic movie.
Okay.
We're getting there.
One small step at a time, boys. Yes. It's early. All right, you guys want to be part of the show, 877-77-BOBBY. That Tonya Harding stuff was crazy.
So nutso.
Yeah, she went and clubbed.
Well, people do.
Mark Galluli, is that his name?
He did it. He was so, man. These guys were not very smart.
And whacked Nancy Kerrigan's knee, her American opponent.
And you know, it was the dad that was talking on the phone to someone that you know, ratted him out, talking on the phone to an operator.
I don't.
Okay, but I thought that was interesting. He's like, my son did this, and then she called the police.
A Florida man got a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl tattoo, and now he has to get it taken off because he even has the year of this year and the championship, and that didn't happen. They didn't even win one playoff game, which I told Eddie wasn't going to happen.
But it was so close.
It doesn't matter. They break your heart. I like the Cowboys just fine. The Cowboys are known to get close and break your heart. They're known to do exactly what they did.
Okay. It was heartbreaking. You called it. You were right.
Exactly what they did.
Exactly.
What they do every. And I know. My teams do this to me.
Who'd you tell was going to have?
Eddie. And Eddie bet me $100, they'd be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Get my money.
Yeah, it's coming.
Every day that the money is not here. This is suggested by Lunchbox. And I actually agree with this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lunch.
Well, I think that Eddie has a reputation of betting things and then not paying up or taking a while. He kind of dodges the issue.
Welcher.
So there has to be corporal punishment because he is... How old
corporal.
Are you now?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you now?
What?
How old are you?
37.
37 years old. You've got to learn a lesson that you got to pay your debt. So every day he doesn't pay, taste.
Okay, starting tomorrow.
Oh, I have it.
Not today. He didn't know that was the rule today.
Oh, okay.
But he does owe the money. But starting tomorrow...
Gosh, I got to get my collection going.
I'm sorry they lost. I was watching with Mike D, our phone screener.
It was rough.
It was rough.
It was rough, and everybody makes excuses like, oh, man, that was what happened. They shouldn't have done that. Oh, man, there was a penalty. You know what? It broke my heart. You were right, and I'll pay your money. I'll find it today somewhere.
Thank you. Listen, I told you guys from the start, put it all on the Patriots. Put it all on Tom, baby.
That guy should just, people that got tattoos, they should just own it and keep it and be like, oh, well.
Oh, he's going to, right?
I mean, he's got to cover it with something. Hello, Dee in Roanoke. How are you?
Bobby, I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Back at it today. I mean, we were back yesterday, but everybody was, I mean, most of our audience was off yesterday, so I feel like we're new. We're new today. How are you? Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything's great. I was calling to thank you for an amazing Saturday night. The show was awesome.
Oh, you came out to my stand-up show on Saturday night?
Yeah, this is the D, not the D-E-E, the D from the meet and greet.
Well, I'm glad you came. And so you thought it was good? It was worth everything?
Yeah, it was the best birthday present. I've not laughed so hard. The music, the comedy, everything was fantastic.
Well,
thumbs up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Dang,
that,
I
Dee.
Need to go.
No, you're
I'm
good.
I want to laugh.
You're good. You're good. Hey, Dee, have a great day. Yeah, we started my stand-up tour this weekend. It was great. Went to Virginia Beach, went to Roanoke, and I'll be in Tuscaloosa on Friday night. Richmond and D.C. all coming up.
Wow. See, no, but the thing is, it's not like you share your material. Like, material's not out there.
No.
Like, I don't know what...
You can't record it.
I know, and
she's... Because we're going to record do a special.
Exactly, and she said she laughed so much. I'm like, I feel like I have to go if I want to hear what she's talking about.
Just wait for the special to come out. I'll put it on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
No, everybody that came out, I appreciate it. It was a good weekend. We drove a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we flew a couple hours and drove into Virginia Beach and then drove 4 hours to Roanoke. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good. But I'm giving it to work
Life
yesterday.
On the road, you know?
Hey, when you're road dogging it, roof, roof. Yeah, that's what you do. We're coming back. You guys want to be on the show, 877-77-BOBBY. I got some Trump news for Ray, which, by the way, you got your money yet?
No, I don't.
Ray bet a bunch of money. He won a bunch of money when Trump won the presidency, and he still hasn't been paid. And it's an offshore betting site, and they owe him $50,000. And he does not have his money still. I don't think you're going to ever get your money. At what point do you give up in this process?
Couple months.
Couple months.
But then we're going to go sue them.
Okay, great. You can sue whoever you want. You're suing somebody that lives in another country.
Right.
So here's a couple Donald Trump tidbits for you. Kanye West offered to appear at the inauguration to perform something special.
Oh.
Can you imagine if they gave Kanye a mic?
I cannot.
It doesn't matter who for. But if they gave Kanye a mic during an inauguration period... Holy cow, that would be crazy. Mm-hmm. So
please let that happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But still with respect to the ceremony.
There would be no respect to the ceremony. That's why
it
would
chaos.
Be nuts.
It'd
be chaos. In confirmed inauguration news, which is this Friday, Tony Orlando will be there, but a Bruce Springsteen tribute band has backed out. Not even Bruce, but a tribute band. Yes.
Oh, no.
They must be really good.
Scalpers are having trouble unloading inauguration tickets, apparently. I don't know if you could scalp them.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would think people would just... I get it if you may not be a fan or whatever, but still, just to go to an inauguration...
Donald says that Americans don't want to see his tax returns. According to Fox News, 74% disagree. I like to see anybody's tax returns.
4%.
I just like getting in people's business. I like to see all of you. 74%.
Oh, I thought you said 4%.
No, 74% disagree, and they do want to. But
gotcha.
That being said, I would like to take a look at all yours, too, if that's okay.
Sure. As long as we can see yours.
Do you think Jim Carrey's funny still?
Oh, man. I haven't really seen a lot of his work lately, but no. Is he?
You used to think he was really funny in high school.
Of course,
like when he first came out. Top 10 Jim Carrey movies, grossing movies. We'll do this elimination style and go around the room. Like, Jim Carrey has made some big movies. Top 10 grossing movies. You ready?
Yeah.
Amy, you're first.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber comes in at number 5. $252 million.
Wow!
Lunchbox.
Number 5.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura is down on the list. It does come in at number 7.
Woo.
And that's the movie that put him on the map. It's Jim Carrey. His birthday today. He's 54, I think.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Eddie?
Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. Number 4, $336 million. Jim Carrey movies.
The Mask.
The Mask makes the list. Nice work. Number 6. Lunchbox.
Jim Carrey was in The Truman Show.
The Truman Show makes the list. Nice work.
Anyway.
Jim Carrey
Slim
movies.
Slim pickings now.
1, 2, 3.
Still me.
4. There are 5 movies left.
What else is he in?
And you haven't hit the top 3.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey turns 54 today. The top 10 highest grossing Jim Carrey movies. Eddie.
Bruce Almighty.
That's it.
Bruce Almighty is at number 3.
Woo! Jeez, I'm dry now.
Come out. You took my last one. Oh, goodness gracious. Dumb and Dumber 2.
No.
Dumber and Dumb.
That, I don't even think he was in that.
Oh, he wasn't.
No. You've been eliminated. Lunchbox.
Well, if he was in Bruce Almighty, then he had to be in Evan Almighty.
No, that was Steve Carell. That's why they changed
it. True.
Yeah. Oh.
different dude. Yeah.
Different name. Yeah. Eddie for the win.
Oh, man. I'm just going. I do Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You can have one more guess. Whoever gets the highest on the list, go. Go ahead.
I don't know what else he was in.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go. No.
The Grinch.
The number one movie is The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Woo! Making $409 million. You win it. The Grinch, Batman Forever was at number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Horton Hears a Who. And then Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Wow.
Congratulations,
Daddy.
Thank you. Amy, coming over to you. Here we go.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So you know Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, and he's, you know, acting now and doing the Hollywood thing. Well, he's 18 years old, and he was recently at the DMV taking his driver's test, and he failed. And he put it all on Instagram, and he's like, great, I'm going to go home and tell my dad I failed the test. So he's not.
I mean, I bet a lot of kids failed the test. I don't think that it's weird because he's Will Smith's kid.
Oh. Well, and that he's waited till he's 18 to take it. But I guess maybe he doesn't really have to drive
himself.
You don't
have to drive.
Or maybe
yeah.
his parents just let him drive anyways. I'm sure he has a car. You got some DVDs or movies that are now able to rent today. On Tuesday, they all come out. The Girl on the Train, which I've been wanting to see that. Keeping Up with the Joneses and The Whole Truth. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Just this week, things happening on, I guess today, This Is Us, episode 12. It came back last week. Episode 11 did. I haven't caught up yet. Did everybody catch up or no?
No.
No. I told you I follow Toby from the show, and he spoiled last week, but I'll still watch it. It's still a really good show. So that's back tonight. Tomorrow, the People's Choice Awards are on CBS. On Thursday, Scandal was supposed to premiere, but because of the inauguration and inauguration coverage, it's not premiering this week. Womp, womp.
Oh, man. So you got to wait another week.
You got to wait another week for Scandal.
Shoot.
On Friday, Donald Trump will be inaugurated, as will the Three Doors Down performance.
What?
They're playing. Yeah, it's one of the bands. When I saw that, I was like, oh,
give me one
boy.
Of their songs. Like,
Kryptonite.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're probably going to play like Kryptonite.
Oh, no.
Hero.
And then Kryptonite.
And then Kryptonite.
Then they'll probably play Here Without You. And then Kryptonite.
Which one's Here Without You?
I'm here without you, baby.
Okay.
And I still hit you in my arms. That one? Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, they haven't done anything in forever.
No.
Maybe they'll just do a medley of covers
of Kryptonite.
Of Kryptonite.
Bruce Springsteen songs.
Different remakes of Kryptonite. Yeah.
I don't know.
Also on Friday night, I'll be at the Tuscaloosa Bama Theater doing Funny and Alone. And then on Sunday, you have football. Packers and Falcons and Steelers at Patriots. Amy, your Super Bowl prediction?
Patriots. All the way.
Versus?
Who the Patriots playing this week and the Steelers?
Yeah.
So, Packers.
Patriots and Packers. That's
yeah.
That'd be a fun game.
Play. Football.
Patriots and Packers play football. That'd be a fun game. Lots of passing in that game right there. All right, there you go. All right, the question is, how sick does your kid have to be before they get to miss school? Caitlin in Oklahoma, thank you for calling. What do you think?
Well, I think it kind of depends if you are an extremely active parent. I feel that you can really just tell by merely looking into their eyes whether they have signs or symptoms. They just kind of have this haze over them where you can just really tell if they're really sick or if they're just trying to pull one over on you.
How old is your kid?
5.
So at 5, are they pulling ones over on you yet?
She was actually sick this Christmas, and we were supposed to go over to Grandma and Grandpa's house to open presents. where she would have been surrounded by all her cousins, and we just had to say no because I could just tell that she was not feeling well.
Oh, you withheld her?
Yes.
Did she try to say, no, I feel good?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Man, me too.
Oh, so it was like the opposite. She wanted open presents. I'm not sick.
8 of 10 parents say runny nose and cough. Eddie, are you in that? Runny nose and cough. Would they go to school?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. 5 would send them with a slight fever.
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah, for
Stop
sure.
Stop that.
Listen, at the end of the year, there's a whole award for, like, perfect attendance. We want to get that.
Okay. 4 in 10 parents would send their kids to school after they had thrown up.
That's a tough one.
What? You're bendy.
That's a tough one. Throwing up's a big deal.
Yeah?
I don't want him to throw up in class.
But fever's not? I don't
slight fever. Keyword. Slight.
Okay.
What are you thinking here? Because 4 in 10 say they would if they could throw up. Would you send yours to school?
When was the last throw up?
30 minutes before the bus.
Oh, no. He's going to stay home.
Okay.
He's throwing up.
20% would send them if they had diarrhea.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Go.
That's the...
Controllable diarrhea?
No.
Uncontrollable.
I don't think there's
like
a thing.
12 years old, and Eddie's like, put a diaper on, go.
No. Mary in Ohio. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. No. Thank you for calling. Add to this, please.
I have an 8-year-old and an almost 5-year-old boy. Both boys. So they will try to pull what they can pull to get out of doing anything, even cleaning their room. They'll say, oh, my stomach hurts. I don't feel good. But to go to school, if they really, truly need to miss school, they better be throwing up and they better be having 100.1 fever because that's the school regulations to not send them here.
So because they try to get out of everything else, you're kind of onto their school game.
I am, because my oldest plays sports. I'm like, well, you don't go. I guess you can't play sports this week.
And he's like, I'm better.
Magically, we're better.
Yeah, better, I'm better. Look how good I look. Woo! Oh, thank you for calling the show. Appreciate all you guys. How sick is sick for your kids to miss school? Carolyn in Kentucky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
My kid tried to fake me out this morning. At least I think he did. He always pulls this. I got the sore throat thing, and I call him in the mornings. I know I'm lame, but I'm too lazy to walk downstairs. So I call him and say, hey, it's time to get ready. And this morning he answered, hello. So when he does that, I know what he's going to do. And, you know, so I said, you get your tail ready. And so then he comes up and says, Mom, look at my throat. I think it's red. And I look at it and I'm like, well, you're going to school. Because you missed 4 days before Christmas break because you had a sore throat.
Oh, he's got that sore throat all the time.
Man.
Yeah, all the time. Oh. It's always a sore throat. But he was fine the previous 4 days. So he, you know, because they were out for Martin Luther King Day, so they've been out since last Friday.
What if you send him when he really is sick? Do you feel guilty, or is that just part of him and his penalty for faking it so much?
I feel guilty because, yeah, if he is sick. But how do I know if he's really sick?
Mm-hmm.
How do I know if he's really sick? He is so good at it. But he's fine. He's fine until it's school day, and then all of a sudden he gets sick like 5 minutes before it's bedtime.
Man, sounds like a real problem.
Yeah, last night he started the coughing thing, and I'm
no. Oh, Carolyn, thank you for calling. Thank you for all the calls on that. Oh, and now, ready?
Ready.
You're never gonna get it. The more money you make, the more likely you are to be okay with seeing this in public. Okay? So, the more money you make, the more likely you are to be okay with seeing this in public. Everyone looks stunned, so think about it. The more money you make, the more likely it's okay. Oh, cool, I saw this in public. Not a big deal.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I'll give you guys a shot at this. You're never going to get it. The more money you make, the more likely you're to be okay with seeing this in public. April in Fort Pierce, Florida, what do you think about that?
PDA, like public display of affection.
That is not correct. Is that what you had, Amy?
Yeah, but I have another guess, too.
Well, but you only would have gotten one guess. Was that your guess?
Yes.
Yeah, no guess. Okay, Amy's down. April's down. Lunchbox.
Panhandlers.
Panhandlers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because it has to do with money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this question has to do with money. Show me panhandlers!
Oh,
no.
You built me up like I got it.
Eddie thinks he knows
it. Check it out.
He's got his finger in the air.
I got it.
For sure?
Oh, yeah, I think I got it.
Would you bet the same amount of money on the cow?
No, okay.
Okay, all right. All right. Eddie.
I'm going to go with cop cars, because if they get a speeding ticket, ain't no thing. I'll just pay it.
Great logic.
Right?
Wow.
Hit it.
Look at that. Show me a cop. Do you have cop cars too, Amy?
I have speeding.
Yeah? How about that? Show me speeding or cop cars.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Yeah. All right.
I'm with you, Eddie. You're okay. It's like, I got money. Break the law. Whatever.
I'll go 80.
Yeah.
The more money you make, the more likely you are to be okay with seeing this in public. All right. I'll come back to that in a minute. You guys write your answers down. We're all good. Got a couple of this. Here is Brothers Osborne. It's TJ talking about It Ain't My Fault.
We just wanted something that was a little bit more kind of gritty and kind of had some attitude to it. And the whole song is just about clearly all of these things you're blaming on the other, but you are the person that is making this happen. You know, you are the person who is to blame, but you're just, you know, so hell-bent on having a good time or going forward. And
yeah, me too. That's my story of my life right here. Here's TJ talking about the song.
We wrote this with a really great songwriter in town named Lee Miller, and it was actually his idea to kind of have these blaming things on each other and this back and forth. And then he started doing it, and I was like, man, that's really cool. I've never really heard a lyric really delivered like that before. And we just started like coming up with all these really fun, like different things, whether it's blaming, you know, the ex for the drinking or the drinking for the ex, you know, or it's like this, whatever order you want to put them in. It was a really, really fun, different song, I think.
And this is the jam here. Brothers Osborne, I'm gonna give you a little bit of this.
But it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault. Might have had a little fun, might have wrong got done, but it ain't my fault. I got my hands up, I need an alibi. Find me a witness who can testify. You made a mistake, you got the wrong guy.
That's a jam. That's all we need on country radio right there. Celebrity birthdays today include Jim Carrey.
My entrance to the winner's circle.
54 today. Zooey Deschanel is 37.
Whoever's holding the feeling stick has permission to say whatever he or she is feeling without being judged. I'll go first. I feel like I want to know what you're feeling.
We should have one of those sticks.
And Betty White turns 95 today.
What are you doing? Getting drunk.
I love Golden Girls. I watch a Golden Girls marathon. I've seen all those probably 10 times. But Betty White is 95 years old. That's cool. All right. We're going to try it again. The question was, you're more okay with this if you make money, seeing it in public, right? All right, let's go. Amy, what do you have?
I have older men with younger women.
Oh, because you think older men are like, I have a lot of money, I want to do that.
Well, I mean, you see it more when you have money. You hang out with people that are doing it, so you're okay with seeing it more.
Interesting. Lunchbox?
This is one of my favorites.
All right.
Street fights.
What?
Why is it one of your favorites?
I just like to watch street fights on the internet. You know, people put them up whenever they film them. I watch them, so I figure maybe when you have more money and you're walking down the street, you're like, that's all right. That's just people taking care of themselves.
That was maybe because you have money, you bet on them.
Interesting. All right, Eddie, one last shot.
All right, I'm going to go with billboards because you're like, oh, I like that. I'll buy it.
No, I'm sorry. That's not it.
What in the world?
Let's go to Shayna in California. Go ahead, Shayna.
Hi.
What do you think it is?
I think it's breastfeeding.
She says breastfeeding. Show me breastfeeding. That is it.
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. 81% of people approve if they make over $80,000 because they're like, that ain't nothing.
Interesting.
Okay.
So if you make a lot of money, you're fine with seeing breastfeeding.
It's weird. Just breastfeeding's free.
But people that don't make a lot of money, they're like,
what?
Well, I mean, I'm like wondering what the correlation with the money thing is. And like, because if you don't have a lot of money, I mean, that's like the cheapest way to feed your baby.
Right.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Very.
Huh. That is so strange.
Wow. I don't even give a second look at someone breastfeeding.
Though. Right.
Like, really?
If I see someone breastfeeding, it's not even a thing to me.
Me neither.
Like, I don't even go, I never have.
People do it on their Instagram live stories that are not live, but their Insta stories, though, while they're talking. Some people that I follow, they're just sitting there breastfeeding their baby talking. I'm like, and it shows everything. I'm like, that's allowed.
Isn't the human body weird?
I agree.
We all have
the same stuff.
Just about. Like, except for one thing. But even just really one thing. But, you know, we all kind of have the same things.
Yeah.
It's just, why isn't nakedness so bad? We all have the same things. Except for that one thing. You know, just
a whole couple things.
But really, even that's just still kind of the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's let's go over to Jamie. Jamie in Leesburg, Georgia. How are you, Jamie?
Good, Bobby. Good morning, crew.
Hey, good morning. What can I help you with?
Man, I gave in to my mom's, got her 60th birthday coming up, and I am flying to Vegas on my first flight ever, and I need some Bobby Bones tips on how to get on this plane.
It's terrible. You're going to hate it. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. I still hate it because you have, if you're like me and you're just a control freak, yeah, it's awful. I don't like it. I still don't like it. There's nothing about flying that I like. My tip would be to understand that there are a million flights in the air that haven't crashed, and the odds of yours crashing is virtually impossible. And I just live by the odds. I have to use my brain, not my heart.
There you go.
But I hate it. I mean, and I fly all the time for work, and I hate it.
But also, he could maybe love it.
No, you won't. No, Jamie, don't listen to her. You will not like it.
It's amazing.
No, you will not. Jamie, go into it thinking it's going to be miserable, and anything is a bonus, too. You have to live your life that way, like I do. Everything's going to fail, and when it doesn't, it's like, whoa.
Look out the window and take in the clouds.
You're giving them terrible advice. What? Don't take anything in. Keep the window down. Act like you're laying in a truck bed.
Oh, and keep in mind that turbulence is just like going over a pothole if you're driving in the road. You're fine.
So says Amy's husband, who's a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I don't fall 10,000 feet from a pothole. I fall like six inches. Yeah. Hey, Jamie, I'm just keeping it real with you. I don't like flying, and you're probably not going to like it, but that's cool of you to go for your mom.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all keeping it real every morning.
I would love to tell you it's going to be amazing, but it ain't no Disney World. And your flight's going to be late. You're probably going to be coughing in it. It's going to be going all through the cabin.
Tell him something good about it. Just something.
No, because it's also expensive. Like, it's
just something. Like, well, you'll get there a lot faster.
there you go. That's true.
You're welcome.
Georgia to Vegas is not a quick drive, so you will get there a lot faster. Mr. Bobby. Do you guys think this is awesome or is it petty? I'll give you the story. Nick Stafford is the guy's name. He had a $3,000 bill from the DMV. And he was like, I'm fed up with fighting with you guys. So he rolled in 5 wheelbarrows filled with pennies. And so, let's just single clapping over there.
That is hilarious. No matter what way you look at it, I don't care who it is. That's funny.
He says he reached his breaking point after spending hours on the phone trying to get some info. Since he was inconvenienced, he was going to inconvenience the DMV. He went to the bank, took out hundreds of rolls of pennies, hired 11 people, and then they rolled in all the money. It took them 4 hours just to take the money out of the rolls and put them in. So this guy went above and beyond to make somebody else's life miserable. I mean, this was such a big story that Fallon was talking about it.
It's pretty funny here. I read about a man in Virginia who paid the DMV his $3,000 fine in pennies. It took the workers 12 hours to count them all. And that line still moved faster than the one you were in waiting at the DMV.
Hey, okay. Petty or awesome? All right, Amy.
Petty. Obnoxious. Come on. But I mean, sort of funny.
Lunchbox.
Awesome. Standing O.
You have to stand, though, if you're going to do a standing. You can't clap and yell standing O. There you go.
Dude's a genius.
He put in a lot of work. Like, it took him 4 hours to do it, and it took them 12 to Eddie.
Yeah, I admire his passion. Awesome.
What?
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Why? But he got a bill for something he did wrong.
Right, and he paid it. Like everyone else, just in pennies.
Yeah, but think about the people that work there.
Yeah. They didn't give him the ticket or whatever.
Right,
he
and
owes.
Now they have to spend all day doing petty. Petty.
Yes.
But
hilarious.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, there's that side.
It's only funny because nobody does it and it happens away from our life and it seems fictional.
It's true.
If it really happened to like one of us or like one of our relatives or something, we'd be like, oh, they got stuck all day counting some jerk's pennies. I'm going petty. Let's go to Ray for the tiebreaker. Ray is our producer, settles all tiebreakers.
I think it's just a waste of time. Those people had to work, and they don't get paid that much. That sucks for them.
Boom. Yeah, the winner is petty. Thank you very much. Put him in jail. Put him in jail. Yes. Talking about this guy paying $3,000 in pennies to the DMV. Jenny is on in Tulsa. Jenny, you have a story like this?
I do. I grew up in Shakota, Oklahoma, and I was in a car accident and was taken to the hospital. The hospital billed the insurance, and something went wrong between the insurance and the hospital billing. But my parents owed less than $100, $50 to $80 on a bill for the hospital, and they put a lien against my parents' property within, like, minutes. I mean, it was quick. Pissed my mom off, to say the least, and she took pennies and paid the bill. So it happens.
But what did it accomplish?
Well, it made her feel better, I guess.
So making someone else feel worse makes you feel better.
In certain situations, I guess. I guess she thought it was petty that they put the lien on the property over such a minimal amount. Now, $3,000, that's a big difference. But this is less than $100.
I guess if the rules say that this happens if this doesn't get paid, that's been stated, and that's the rule. I just am not into the I'm going to make other people unhappy to make me happy.
I know, but unfortunately, that is something that makes a lot of people feel better.
I guess.
Coins are currency.
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, coins are currency. You're right, but that's not why they're doing it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're doing it as like
Lunchbox,
payback.
His retirement is coins he's been saving.
That's right. I just put it in a jar.
You have a 401k or anything like that?
No, I don't know what that means.
Do you have any sort of savings account that you're going to use once you retire?
Yeah, it's a bucket of change. Like if you walk, you know, through the grocery store parking lot and you see some pennies or nickels on the ground, you pick them up, take them home, put them in the jar.
So you don't have anything that comes out of your paycheck every month that goes
taxes.
Okay. Yeah, that's but you don't get those back.
Well, sometimes at the end of the year you do.
Okay. But the ones you get back are stuff you would have gotten back anyway. You're just giving
whatever.
Them
over. Right. I don't get what you're saying.
You're not saving for retirement. I mean, you're almost 40. Like, you're in your mid-30s now.
I'm in my mid-30s, which is weird to say. But, yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm living life and having fun. And
You're not worried about getting older and not having any sort of retirement at all?
Not really. My parents didn't, and they're making it all right. So I figure I'll make it all right. I just learned from my parents. You learn from your examples and your role models.
Your parents are the type to plan, though. Like,
you're crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
Easy, Amy.
Oh, no, I'm crazy.
He's getting really upset over there.
Don't be crazy. My parents don't plan.
You see,
they closed
down the Barnum and Bailey Circus. They announced it. It is closing.
Yeah. After like 100 and how many years?
140 or so.
Wow.
146.
You know what?
I think.
Good. Goodbye.
They said that. Ticket sales went down ever since
people didn't want to see people torturing animals.
Well, if they said specifically when they started not using elephants anymore.
Okay. If you want to do all
what
human
other animals,
circus.
It's okay.
Yeah, because the tricks are cool.
Yeah, like the Cirque du Soleil type stuff.
Yeah.
All humans that are checked out, like that, you know, everybody's over here on their own free will.
Right.
Then you can have a circus. But I don't like the. I don't even like zoos. But yeah, I saw they were shutting down. Ticket sales have been declining and dropping, and especially, like Amy said, when they took the elephants out of the show.
They had a good run.
140 years.
Gosh, yeah.
Quite the run.
Did you ever go to the circus?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Did you like it?
No.
Not even as a kid?
I don't like animals being holed up in
cages. Well, I mean, but as a kid, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, I never liked it. I never liked going to the zoo on field trips.
Oh, wow.
I was always weirded out. I was like, why can't they just go and live their life?
You were so ahead.
They're like an animal jail, you know? There were three celebrity birthdays today. If you got to hang out with one of them, who would it be? You get to have dinner with Jim Carrey, Zooey Deschanel, or Betty White? Amy.
Betty White.
Why?
Hands down. I love Golden Girls. She's 95. She has so much wisdom. She's rocking it at 95. I just feel like I'd have a lot to talk to.
Lunchbox?
With her.
Zooey Deschanel. Don't know much about her. I don't know much about her, but I'd look at her.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you get her?
Probably. With a dinner with me and her, if I had a dinner with her, she'd be melting.
You'd win her over with your charm?
Yeah, because I'm funny, and once I sit her down at the table, like she's going to be like, man, this guy's good. Like he's got it.
Did your wife ever say anything about the conversation regarding the wife swap show, and you were like, yeah.
Oh, you mean the seven-year switch?
Yeah, there's a show, if you've been married for 7 years... Lunch was telling us about it. Lunchbox was that you switch. It's like the wife swap, basically.
Because you're in a rut, and so you kind of they hook you up with someone that you know has more of the qualities you're looking for.
And you said you would do that right now if the girl was hot enough.
Yeah, you said if I exchanged spots with Derek Jeter and Hannah Davis, that we would do the 7-year switch.
And you said yes,
absolutely. Mark it down. Let's do it.
Does she care that you say that?
Nah, never brought it up.
She just hasn't heard yet.
No, she probably not. But she won't care because she told me we're not doing that show. But I said, hey, look, if Hannah Davis comes knocking, we got to check it out. It's sort of like when a new car comes up, you know, and it's a nicer car. You're gonna look in the windows.
You're comparing a nicer.
You're what?
Eddie, who would you rather hang out with of all those people? Jim Carrey.
And Jim Carrey would annoy me. I'm gonna go Betty White. Like, just because she's about to kick the bucket at some point, you know? Yeah, like,
they've been saying that for 10 years.
I know that. But
she could go till 1:15.
She seems interesting.
It'd be fun to ask her a lot of questions. I would like to sit with Jim Carrey because I feel like he's a dark, like, really, really smart guy.
Well, and y'all are both comedians.
But he's probably not, when he's not
really?
Being, Yeah, most comedians aren't.
I feel like he's really sad.
Most comedians are.
Yeah, and that's why I don't know. I couldn't handle him.
So you guys would just have a real sad conversation.
No one wants to go see Zoe?
No.
Just you, buddy.
Oh, I got her to myself.
Pretty historical day musically. Today in 1981, I Love a Rainy Night hits number one. Man, this song is still the jam.
I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Eddie Rabbit, man. Eddie on this show and I.
Oh, yeah.
Used to just drive around and listen to Eddie Rabbit and sing all the songs.
Yeah.
Dude, Eddie Rabbit was awesome. 1995, Whose Bed Has Your Boots Been Under? Shania Twain. It was released. Man, think about that. Wow. Teenage years.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
In 1998, Just to See You Smile from Tim McGraw. 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard chart. Yeah.
Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to when all is said.
These songs keep getting older and older, guys. So do we. Yum. Holy cow. Like 1998.
Basically, dang. That's how it's working.
A Minnesota woman is allergic to her husband.
What?
The 29-year-old can't even be in the same room as him, whose scent prompts an allergic reaction to her. As a result, the young couple has been forced to completely remake their relationship. I wonder, though.
Oh, that's terrible.
Something had to have happened. You can't marry that person.
Yeah, like she'd have, like it wasn't.
She suffers from mast cell activation syndrome. It causes her cells to mutate and attack her body. She lives in a sealed-off attic, surrounded by air purifiers.
Oh.
It wasn't always so bad. Before the couple married 4 years ago, the condition wasn't as severe. She had, like, rashes, but they really couldn't place them until they figured out it was him. I mean, don't you just divorce.
What?
Gosh.
It's like a bubble
Boy.
Bubble boy, but she...
Like, don't you... But for the sake of life... You don't stay married. If you can't be with him.
You can't take Benadryl or anything.
Can you put latex on?
You know what I mean? Like
or
Claritin?
Gloves?
I mean, don't you just... Just
divorce.
No, y'all are acting like that. It's all make just because you can't.
She's allergic
touch.
Yes, I am.
And you can't be in the same room.
You can't be in the same room as them?
Like, what is the point of being married?
Well, some people stay married when you're locked up and you can't be in the same room.
That's true.
That's
good
forced.
Point,
that's forced. Oh. You can't get
this
out.
Is forced?
Prescribed treatments haven't improved her condition.
What if they find
her? She's at
cure,
risk suffering life-threatening anaphylaxis.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so who makes that call? I mean, she would obviously have to be the one to let him go and give him that freedom. If he's like, peace out, then she's probably like, wait, what?
I don't think anyone's peacing out. They've been together a long time.
Well,
but if you can't
said.
Even be in the same room, don't you go, we're never going to be...
We're just
I'm
because
telling
you're never going
you,
to be
if my girlfriend was allergic
again,
to me, okay, that's the thing, too. Like, do you just let him go and be physical with some other people?
Or you just allow it?
Yeah, because if he can't, you're...
Golly, the whole
well, I mean,
thing
if she's locked in the attic...
sad.
Like she said, she's in her... Can she leave, go out in public?
Yeah.
Man.
As long
carefully,
as she's not with him?
Carefully.
You gotta break up.
What?
There's no point.
But if you stay together, do you let him go?
No, I think that there are marriages in these circumstances where maybe that has to happen. Or
is that a circumstance
just...
where you let him go and taste the delicacies of another grocery store?
No.
Okay, if you're going to stay together, the answer is yes.
Of course you stay together in sickness and in health till death do us part, for
that's
richer for poor.
Sickness.
And
that's a sickness. Yes.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, if your husband was allergic to you, you'd stay with him?
Wait, Lunchbox, I'm not shocked that you would leave, but Eddie.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I don't know what I would do in this situation. There has to be a cure for this.
No.
There has to be.
Yeah, it's called divorce.
No, it's not. Eddie, your children and me, like,
if
Dad.
If you stay together.
Yeah.
Humans have needs.
Yeah.
You have to let him go and meet his needs.
So you're saying, but there's plenty of people that have illnesses maybe where it's not that, but they're suffering from something else where they can't physically be
intimate.
I'm not
talking about them.
I know. I just feel like there's lots of relationships that survive without that.
Are there?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
If there's something wrong because your bond with that person is more important and caring for them and their needs, and you can get by with other things.
Like, this needs to be a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Nicholas
Sparks has written The Bubble.
Takes place.
Baby, I can't even be.
On a North Carolina beach.
Let's go. Church is just. That dude's hardcore, man.
Yeah.
And it's all about the music with him.
Crowd. We're the other ones. It's a different kind of cloth.
Apparently, some of the songs they just wanted to play, they didn't even rehearse. They were like, yeah, let's just play this one. I mean, stadium show, you're playing hour and 45 minutes, so you're usually doing 20 songs or so. And they just rocked it out, man. 30 songs, 3 hours. Shout out Eric Church, man. Jam right here. Favorite Eric Church song, Eddie?
Oh, I like Drink in My Hand. A little drink in my hand.
Amy?
Wrecking Ball.
Dang, dirty girl.
I know.
All right.
It ain't a needle in a vein.
Lunchbox, favorite?
Hometown?
State.
Cool. Hometown?
Give me.
My back.
My hometown.
Or homeboy.
You know, I think Like Jesus Does is my favorite Eric Church song.
Damn. Mm.
Like, this is so good, man. Dang. Let's go, church. What do you say?
Go it.
I'm a long gone waiting song on vinyl. I'm a back row sinner at a tent revival.
Weekend was good?
Yeah. I pretty much laid around and watched a bunch of stuff on TV and movies and stuff. Was kind of laid up, I guess, if you will. But
If you will. Yeah.
Which, you know, my goal was to read, and I kept, you know, because it's part of my New Year's resolution.
Why do you roll your eyes when you say that? We're January 17th, and you're like, you know, my New Year's resolution.
Because it was, and I had like a book on my bed, and then, man, just good stuff just kept coming on the TV. I couldn't stop. What about you?
I am still doing my New Year's resolution, by the way.
Which is?
Trimming my nose hairs more often.
Ah, I can tell. Let me inspect. Okay.
Yep. And I believe in setting realistic ones.
Thank you.
And then my posture. I'm slowly improving my posture. And I'm always thinking about it.
Okay. I need you to do it out loud. Say it out loud. Posture.
But no, I'm not yelling posture every 15
well,
minutes.
Well, help me because mine's horrible.
And then I was in Virginia Beach and Roanoke this weekend. I did two stand-up comedy shows.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was the first two shows of the entire tour, so I'm going to tour until May. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. That's like, except for this studio, that's my favorite place to be, is on stage doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, wow. Did you have any moments where, like, you thought people were going to laugh and then...
Oh, of course, every show.
Well, I know, but this was your first, like, official weekend on the road. I didn't know if you had some zingers that you thought were going to be awesome and, like...
Every show. Nobody
laughed.
I write new stuff for every show, and then some of it fail. Every show, there's fail.
Do you write everything by yourself, or do you need help?
Are you volunteering?
I don't really need help, that doesn't mean it all works, though, either.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably use some help, but no, not.
Okay.
No. But no, it was good. I'll be in Tuscaloosa on Friday night if anybody wants to come out.
Okay.
BobbyBonesComedy.com. But that was a lot of fun, and that'll be pretty constant until May. So it's fun. I like to work. I mean, I like to work. And so it was kind of.
I know, but I'm happy for you because I feel like if that is your happy place, like it's like you're shining.
It was a lot of driving. Because we flew and went to Virginia Beach, drove through like Greensboro, Richmond, flew out of Raleigh. Like we went through all our area over there and listened to all of our radio stations.
And ate at Chick-fil-A like every
day. Oh, ate at Chick-fil-A like 10 times. If there was a Chick-fil-A, we stopped at it for sure. So yeah, but it was a good weekend.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Person acting like Justin Bieber is targeting young girls and saying, hey, send me like naked pictures or else.
Oh my, or else?
Yeah. Brian, I found a 9-year-old girl back in 2014. who was viewing Bieber's Instagram page. And so he direct messaged the girl and said he knew Bieber and he could arrange a text meeting. Then he pretended to be Bieber and demanded that she, you know.
Oh my goodness. She was nine?
And threatened to hurt her if she refused. And then he contacted the girl again. They got to him and other victims.
Oh, that's scary. Uh-uh, I don't like that.
Here's the thing. Celebrities aren't just going to randomly reach out.
Mm-mm. No.
And be like, hey.
They're just not.
They're not. And you know what? There have been many times. I saw somebody last week, maybe Hauser, going, hey, this is not me asking for money.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was Hauser on Twitter last week. Someone sent it to Lindsay L. It was acting like her.
I think it was Craig Campbell.
Yes. Oh, it was?
Was it Craig mm-hmm. Campbell?
Yeah.
And so they're just not. Somebody famous isn't going to randomly reach out to you and go, hey, can I get $50?
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, Eddie, can I get a naked picture?
Yeah.
If you don't already know them. Like me, I would ask Eddie for a naked picture. Hey,
right.
buddy.
But I already know you.
Yeah, and you'd be like, sure.
What? No. No.
But yeah, no. But I mean, like, seriously? Awful, right?
I know. It's terrible. Especially that nine? I mean, because at nine, maybe you're not registering that. That's not going to happen.
Well, at nine.
So parents, talk to your kids.
I mean, you should have your Instagram monitored anyway if you have one.
Yeah, that's true.
At nine? Your kid?
No.
No way.
No. No Instagram, no Facebook, nothing.
And he's almost nine.
Yeah. He'll be nine next week.
And at what point do you plan to introduce him to Facebook?
When he's 18. He'll probably know about it before then because I think he already knows about it.
He'll have an account, Eddie.
He will and know
he's
about not. It.
And he'll have it under your nose.
On
the
what?
The fact that Eddie thinks he might not know about it before he's 18 is funny.
Maybe 16. That's kind of the lowest I would ever get, but that's still young for
so
me.
So like a lot of 16-year-olds look forward to driving and yours is like, I get Facebook.
I bet you won't even like Facebook.
Yeah, it'll be something bigger and better. It'll be like digital real-time transglobing.
Yeah.
Time travel.
The biggest plastic surgery trend of 2017.
Oh, I know.
You do know?
Something to do with lips. The lip Jenner lip kit injection.
Mm-mm. Lunchbox?
No.
Arms.
Arms.
They're going to get that. What is it, Amy? You wanted this? The
flappy thingies?
Yeah, the wings. Get rid of the wings.
Eddie?
I didn't want that, I don't know what he's talking about. My arms.
Tummy tuck?
No. Nipple size reduction.
What on earth?
Yeah.
That's a
How about
thing?
That? It is. According to the plastic surgery group.
For guys or girls?
They saw a 30% rise in women requesting a smaller nipple size.
Hmm. Interesting. Oh.
I thought for sure it was going to have to do something with a Kardashian.
Yeah, are they kind of over or no?
I don't think so, because I read some trend that like that's who, when people go in to get whatever procedure, whether it's, maybe it's not even a procedure, something simple like lashes or whatever, it's always, they reference a Kardashian. Like, I want eyes like this, or lips like this, or nose, or whatever. That's what I hear. It's word on the street.
In about 38 minutes, we will get to announce our iHeart Country Festival, so I hope you guys are around and you're able to hear that one, because it is awesome this year. I mean, it's basically the biggest country show in America for all of 2017 and maybe the history of the world. So that happens in, you know, a little over half an hour or so. So I hope you're around.
Some of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, for sure. Now I'm not even gonna get there with you right now. Okay, Lunchbox, you can have your time.
Thank you.
Would you like music? You want to set this up?
Yes. Give me some romantic or cheesy romantic music, please. Because I'm sitting there this weekend and I look at Twitter and it's January 14th. And this guy by the name of Bobby Bones, Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter, puts this tweet out and I wanted to vomit in my mouth.
Oh my.
Hey, why not out of your mouth? You wanted to vomit in your mouth? Why not just
you
vomit?
Like that?
Well, I mean,
is that your thing?
This is my time.
He said to that.
Hey, he's like, I wanted
weird.
If you can hold it in my mouth.
I had a little vomit in my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
That's what
it.
I meant.
And I liked it.
Okay, now to the tweet. My girl has a cold. I'm listening to her breathe. I wish I could take her cold, add it to mine. I have double colds. And she has zero colds. Heart. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Like you use the heart emoji?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to
I felt terrible for her.
Oh, stop.
Bobby, I don't care. Like, honestly, though, you're not taking anybody's cold. I know you.
Right.
At that point, I felt terrible. Like, I really, really felt terrible for her. She had taken care of me when I was really, really sick. And I was like, you know what? I was like vomiting.
everywhere.
In your mouth?
No, I got rid of it. I got this out of my mouth. And I was like, you know what? I would take her cold because she took care of me.
Stop. You sound so obnoxious and corny and cheesy.
I'm not disagreeing with the like, just, corny and cheesy part.
All you got to do is just leave it off Twitter. Like, it's so sappy. It's a... My girl has a cold.
No, we heard you. I gave you your
mouth. No,
I
got it.
Go ahead, Amy. Go ahead.
I'm not like throwing up in my mouth about it. Yeah. I actually think it's really sweet. If you genuinely feel that way, I just know you, but that shows me that you're opening up and you're feeling and you, like, your feelings must be strong. Like, strong. Yeah. You're taking her cold. And that means you're recognizing what she's doing for you and you want to do something for her.
I'm not embarrassed about it.
I know you're not, but a lot of times it's hard for you to be vulnerable like that and, like, feel and love.
Not on
love
Twitter. Twitter's easy to be vulnerable.
Ugh.
It's true. Gross. Twitter and a microphone.
You see how many likes it got?
I got a lot of likes and a lot of...
Go ahead.
Hold on. I'll have to pull...
What? Yes, likes, please?
2,184
wow.
likes.
Wow. So you guys can
they
make fun of me. Those are other humans. No. Those are other humans that are like...
No, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, look at that. So I'm not embarrassed of it. That's how I felt at the time. I put it on Twitter. It was like one
Do
of the
Do you still
morning.
Feel like that?
Because
you keep saying felt like that at the time. Would
she didn't have a bad
cold
anymore.
So you took it.
I did.
So what?
I had double cold. Yeah. Go ahead.
The big question is, how did she? I mean, obviously she read it. So what did she think about it?
Not forever the next day because she was sick. But later on, she's like, "Oh, that was really sweet."
Aw.
Yeah.
Boyfriend points.
Yeah. I'm not embarrassed. Hey, hate if you want. Here are the last five songs that I've been listening to. If you care. Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Jump Hardy.
But I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Man, that song is so good, man.
So good.
Also, I love the Aubrey Sellers album. This is called Light of Day.
Yellow light, red light, green light, go. I can't hit the gas, can't turn the wheel, can't go back, can't make a deal.
You know who I met yesterday? It was Trent Harmon.
Oh, you met him?
From American Idol?
Yeah.
I'd never met him before.
Oh.
And so he was on my flight, and I listened to a song, There's a Girl.
Why would we drive 600 miles one way? Blow through cash and we ain't made.
He's really nice. We were in the airport waiting on our bags, and so we're standing at the Southwest Carousel. And he goes, hey, man, I'm Trent. I knew who he was. I saw him get on the flight, and I tweeted, hey, I'm on a flight with Trent Harmon, at Trent Harmon. And he came up to me. I was like, hey, man, I'm Trent. You hope to see you sometime. Real nice guy.
Yeah, I interviewed him once for something.
Yeah?
Yeah, but...
Was he wearing the hat? I was just playing wearing a Smokey Bear hat. He was just in, like, a hat.
I'm pretty sure he had a hat on.
He had no Smokey Bear hat on. Train has a song called The News. Remember Train? Meet Virginia.
Yeah.
Just in case I don't make it.
That's something I was listening to. Pretty good.
I like when you do that.
Seeing this, was it your breath or kiss upon my neck like this, just like you took my dying wish? Now I'm coming in, red from your lips, tweaking from singing the way to your hips, skip so from your fingers.
Cool. And then the Ed Sheeran song, Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body.
All right, come on. That song is good.
I'm in love with your body.
Last five songs right there.
So good.
I saw the Ed Sheeran story too, where he lost 50 pounds. And they were like, how'd you lose 50 pounds? He goes, I cut beer out. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me. I've never had beer. I never tasted beer. It smells like dog pee. So I would never just go, must drink. Why would you drink beer? Because if you wanted to get drunk, you would drink something harder and quicker that doesn't taste or put that much
like Everclear.
Bad on you. Like, explain to me, someone who's never had a drink, why beer rules. Eddie.
Something's up with me because I actually like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. I do. Like, I even know the different types, and I know, like, how it's going to taste, and I look for good tasting beer, and I drink it.
But, Eddie, your very first sip, was it tasty?
Oh, it tasted like dog pee.
But, okay, then compare beer something to me. Like, relate to me somehow. What is the thing?
Something that
like avocado?
No.
Because I hated avocado.
Mm-mm.
But now you like them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then there you go, yeah.
But, I mean, avocado doesn't do terrible things to me. It doesn't make me fat.
I don't think beer makes you fat
yes,
either.
It does.
Are you kidding?
I've only lost like 5 pounds and I haven't drank in like 2 weeks.
Okay,
but
5 pounds is a lot.
Oh.
Right? If you look at 5 pounds of fat, that's a lot.
Dang. That's crazy. That's all you got to do, cut out beer.
That's not all. That's how he lost. He lost 50 pounds because he cut out some
beer. How much
beer.
Did he drink?
I don't have these facts.
I bet cases a night.
Well, probably a lot. But he said now that he's lost 50 pounds, he can still indulge in beer now every once in a while. But he cut it out like cold turkey and then he lost the weight. That's why they call it a beer belly.
Yeah, beer belly. Heard that. I've heard that.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, my dad had one.
Uh-huh. Weird. That's what I'm trying to tell my husband.
You feel it? Come on, you a bit.
The beer?
Belly.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes when...
Do you think it's from literal beer, or is it just men get fat first in the front and that pooch in the belly?
I mean, I think that's where my food goes. Everything I eat, bad pizza, cheeseburgers, it goes straight to my belly.
Aren't you on some weird diet right now?
I am, and I've lost some weight already. Like, hardcore. I hate it, man. It's putting me in a bad mood. I've realized that food is so important to me,
and
I care so much about it. That it puts me in a bad mood. I'm fighting with everyone. I fought with my wife, my kids. I've fought with everyone.
Because you don't get pizza?
Because I'm hungry. And then I eat a chicken breast and I'm all good and I apologize to
but
everyone.
A chicken breast is fine to eat. You eat a grilled chicken breast, nothing to it.
No, I know.
That's fuel food.
I'm not even thinking about pizza. I'm just saying it's hard to eat right because you have to cook all the time. It's got to be ready, you know? And pizza was just put in the microwave for 10 seconds and you're good.
But if you want something that's tough, which is to be healthy.
Yes.
It's not easy.
It's
nothing
hard.
Worth having is ever easy to get.
Right.
Everybody would have it.
Right. And carrots and grapes, they're not doing it for me. You know what I mean?
What about chips?
Woo! That'll fill me up in a second. I feel good. Let's
no,
have a party.
No, it's not filling you up. Filling you up with empty calories. You'll feel, once you get past this hump where you're irritable, you'll feel great.
Let me tell you, though. If I get one lick into a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken,
Oh my goodness.
The whole bucket?
I love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Or the... Straight up, regular, nothing fancy Taco Bell tacos.
Yes!
And like 11 at once.
Yes.
No, I just don't want to get full off of them. Like, I want to eat so many that I am just, I hate myself. Like, I want to eat so many of those single Taco Bell tacos that I'm just like, I'm so disgusted with you. I can't even look at you in the mirror. That's when I know I had a good night of eating.
Yes. Like, I feel that.
Me too.
I know what
and
you're
I
talking about.
I have to
about.
Stay away from it because I do that.
Yeah.
If your day starts bad, so some people are like, maybe if they eat a bad breakfast, they can still continue eating healthy the rest of the day. But if you start bad,
I'm
you're
done.
Just like, forget it.
Yep,
I'm going to go the next 24 hours doing whatever I want.
It's like if I don't get in my workout in once or twice, I'm like, why didn't we care? I'll just eat ice cream. Like, if I'm not going to give it 100%.
Just sabotage it all.
I'm just going to go the other way and give it 100% and nothing.
I know, because I read all these things. They're like, just because you blew it early in the day, don't blow the rest of the day.
Ooh,
I'm like, what?
It's tough. It's hard.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
You look
still
good.
Pushing. Thank you.
Look you. Good.
Do you? Like, do you feel like you look better?
I feel like I look better. I feel great. I'm like, I feel lighter.
Does your wife come in and like, hey, wow, you're looking sexy?
Mm-hmm. Well,
no,
she,
but
yeah,
she likes him chunky.
She said, she's like, you're getting too skinny.
But why do you think that is? Do you think that's something about you? She actually likes you?
She says she likes me to look strong. And when I look a little...
strong?
Yeah, when I look a little chubs, like, she thinks I look strong.
Oh, okay.
Strong as in doughy?
And do you believe that?
I do believe it. Not doughy. No, just a little soft, you know, thick. She says that, you know, even when I lose weight, my chest goes down and my arms get skinnier. She says, I don't look strong.
And you think that's just a you thing?
What do you mean?
So you look strong through the clothes?
Yes. Oh, and without my shirt, you know what I mean?
Oh, my. Okay.
This is awesome.
Is this new diet bringing your hair back also?
No.
Oh.
That's done.
What is that?
It has nothing to do with anything.
All right. There's a really great songwriter, and she's a great singer, too. Her name's Natalie Ambie. And Natalie put out a record. And this song's called Cairo, Illinois. So Natalie Hemby has a party. It's a CD release party, album release party. And Mike D goes, and so you get there, and it's just like flooded with musicians, but just being normal people.
Yeah.
So you walk in, and who do you see?
I see Maren Morris.
So he walks in and sees Maren, first of all. She said hi to you?
Yeah.
She remember you from the Bobbycast?
She did.
So you said hi to Maren.
Yeah.
Was Ryan there, too?
He was not.
Okay, then who do you see?
In walks Casey Musgraves.
Oh, wow.
Then Musgraves walks in.
Yeah, that's her fiancé.
So they're in there hanging out. Is anybody bothering them, by the way?
No, they're just hanging out by the bar.
Everybody's chilling?
Yeah.
And then who walks in?
Miranda Lambert.
Then Miranda Lambert walks
in.
Wow. And then anybody bother her?
No.
Everybody just chills?
They're just hanging out.
Just lie. Did you stare at them the whole time?
Yeah, I did.
But you played cool.
Yeah.
How was Natalie Hemby? Good?
She's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, really good, right?
Yeah.
So when you were, did you go by yourself or did you take somebody?
I went by myself, yeah.
And you just chilled?
Just chilled.
And watched music?
Chilled and watched music.
And stared at Miranda Lambert?
Stared at Miranda Lambert the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, that crazy. It's it was a pretty small place, too.
Just like hanging out.
Yeah. Probably no telling who else you missed. Probably Shay. Anybody else? Any other stars there?
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, lunch.
How did Mike get invited to this?
Natalie invited me. Yeah.
Oh, Natalie Hemby did, right? She's doing the Bobbycast in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, because I was like, man, I never heard of this. That's cool. Mike got to hang out with all the stars. Like,
I didn't know that either. I thought you just went. I thought she was just, I didn't know
there
was
I thought maybe you were just a fan, so you went.
No, yeah, she invited me.
Oh, well, how about that? Look at...
Dang.
There's a couple new Bobbycasts up. There's one with Maren Morris, where we talked for about an hour and a half about her career. And then there's one last night with Brian O'Connell, who's head of country at Live Nation, and talks about the tours and the shows and the artists. So after this show, if you want to download iHeartRadio, or if you have it, search Bobbycast, and you can hear that up there. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. Going to go, but it's been a big day. We announced our iHeart Country lineup. Everybody from Al Dean to Little Big Town to Dirks to The Raging Idiots. Kelsey Ballerini. It's going to be a big show. BobbyBones.com. You can see everything, including tickets, when they go on sale Saturday. Friday or Saturday? What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday. Cool. So there's that. Also, you can hear the entire show back if you go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Also, iHeartRadio, you can search Bobbycast. I had Brian O'Connell in last night. He was over at the house, and he basically does all the tours of all the major artists, like Al Dean, and does all the huge festivals. Anyway, it was
Live Nation, dude.
Yeah. How'd you know that? Dang, somebody's been hanging out with way too many cool people.
Yeah. No, I know it from your podcast, silly. Bobbycast.
Oh, you saw the...
From your house, from your mouth.
That's right. Well, anyway, it's just an inside look at how they put on concerts and festivals and tours. I thought that was pretty interesting. So, okay, that's up. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.